Welcome to the download edition of Broadcasting House, first broadcast on Sunday, the 15th of May. Have a listen to this.
The Breakout Cafe is across from Pentonville Prison, and I'm going there now to meet Carl, who used to be inside and now writes about his experience.
One of the things that I found absolutely extraordinary was that there was this big green rope from a top floor cell window diagonally down to a cell window underneath, presumably for passing stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's brazen. Prisoners are going to be prisoners. The more that staffing is reduced, the more prisoners are going to be getting away with this kind of stuff.
Now, you haven't been in there for 4 years, but when I was speaking to visitors there, they were saying that the conditions were pretty poor.
You get clean clothes once a week if you were lucky. The cell windows wouldn't close, so you were sleeping in those clothes sometimes. You know, you could be going for 14 days wearing the same tracksuit night and day. I was sharing a cell with people going cold turkey, doing whatever they were doing on the toilet with no screen, nothing to separate anything in the cell. It's really, really kind of Victorian conditions in there.
But, you know, the point is, a lot of people say you do the crime, you do the time, and actually the conditions are less of a concern. More of a concern would be if you're outside doing more crime.
If you think that people are going to go from that horrible setting and just walk out and become law-abiding citizens, which is what, for the wider good of society, we all want, it's just not going to happen with conditions that are currently in place in the prison system.
Michael Gove says that Pentonville is the worst example of the Victorian prison estate. So what do? Do you sell it off for flats? Would that help?
Pentonville's problem is not the fact that it's a Victorian prison. It's the chronic underfunding of prisons. It's the lack of will on the government's part to take brave steps and reduce prisoner numbers and invest in the prisoners that stay inside. Some of the newest prisons in the prison estate are some of the most violent. And all this talk about designing out violence is ridiculous. It's quite, to be honest, it's a lie, because all of the violence happens in cells. How are you going to design a cell out of the prison? If you've seen what's behind the wall and you haven't just watched an ITV docudrama or a Hollywood movie, you know that it's a lie.